Hey, friend.
Hi, friend.
Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Listen, I'm never taking your coffee order ever again. Ever. Go across the street. Hey, do you want anything, Michelle? And I mean, normally somebody just says, yeah, coffee, a couple sugars, maybe a cream in there, throw it in. You're something else.
Okay, so it's really not that difficult. I said, I just need the biggest one.
Listen, before 6 a.m., it was extremely difficult to comprehend anything you were throwing at me.
Well, before 6 a.m., I feel like we walk around here like zombies, just like passing each other.
We are ships passing in the night at that hour.
But you asked, and I said, okay, so I would like the biggest one. And if they have French vanilla, just go ahead and do that. If you're too lazy to pick up six creamers, just do the French vanilla, because they have that nice creamer machine where you just press the button.
The pump, right?
Right. But you came in here like the gentleman that you are, and
yes,
you brought all of my Cold Stone creamers. There were six of them sitting here.
You asked how many.
I said six is fine, give or take a few, and you legit brought six.
Six indeed. I hope that was enough to make your coffee the color or flavor that you want it.
Yes.
We both agree. We like our coffee looking the same.
Right.
Like a khaki color or just Beyonce, really, the color of our coffee. That's what we'll go with.
You're terrible.
I'll take my coffee Beyonce, please. Beyonce. The after 2010 Beyonce. Well, 2010 and before, she was still a little too dark. It's all after 2010. Anyway, good morning to all of you. Thanks for joining us, coming along for the ride. So much information coming your way throughout the day on the beach party. I feel like this thing is gotten out of hand in terms
taking on a life of its own.
I mean, my goodness, so much is going to be happening there next week. 1 week from today, we hope to see you there. Hey, last night, me and the kiddos and the wifey took in our very first ever baseball game.
I saw that.
The Akron Rubber Ducks. They're at Canal Park, downtown Akron.
How was it?
It was fun. Note to self, never take the children to Canal Park on Bark at the Park night, all right?
Oh, no.
Never again am I taking the kids when there are, you know, just as many dogs as people.
Oh, really?
They're at the ballpark. It was Bark at the Park night last night. And, of course, walking around with the kids. Doggy. Yeah, that's a doggy there, James. Doggy. Yeah, Jackson. Another doggy. Doggy. Yeah, you guessed it, James. Yes, another doggy. Yes, everywhere you look. Doggies everywhere. They're pointing. Doggy. Doggy. It was somewhat adorable.
You have a dog, don't you?
Two dogs.
Oh, two. Okay.
So that's how they, you know, that's how they know kind of that word. Doggy. Doggy. Although
hey,
it's not as clear as what I'm saying, but
right,
you can still make it out a little bit.
Now, what time did those games start?
That was a 7:05-er, and we were a little trepidatious on going because, you know, they'd normally go to bed. Eight's like the latest.
Yeah.
Okay. And so 7:05 started. Yeah, that's what I said. It's summertime. She has to deal with them in the morning anyways. Me, I'm here at work. So yeah, babe, let's take him out. Stay up stay up a little bit later. No, they did great.
Good.
They did all right. Started to throw a fit a little bit at the end, but
you stayed the whole game?
No. No. Oh. No way. Maybe three or four innings and we were.
Oh, but at least you got to experience it.
Yeah, it's all about the experience.
Have you taken him to a Tribe game yet?
No.
You should.
Not ready for that.
You're not ready for that?
They aren't.
You don't think?
No way. Not to sit there through a whole game.
Well, you don't have to sit through the whole game. Just stay until like the fifth.
Yeah, but if you're going to a Tribe game, that's something that costs a little more coin and you're, you know, it's a little more of an experience. If
right,
I'm going to go, I kind of want to maybe enjoy it. Rubber Ducks game, I mean, yeah, Akron Rubber Ducks. If you're there for three or four innings, what's the big deal? They let dogs in, for Pete's sake.
They do that if it...
I know. Do they do that at Progressive Field?
Yeah,
Bark at the Park?
Right. I don't think it's called that, but yeah, they bring your dogs.
I know. I've seen, listen, minor league teams do it all the time, but I've seen maybe a few major league teams do it who struggle with attendance. But yeah, I'll take your word for it. I don't know if I've ever seen Bark at the park.
I'm not sure what they call it, but they do have a night where you can bring your dogs. And Chad and I always joked, would they turn us away because we have three dogs?
Yeah.
Is it like one dog per person?
I would say so. I would most certainly say so. That
our,
seems
our
like
dogs
the protocol.
Would be the one that would be the one to jump over.
Dogs can't outnumber humans.
Right. Our dogs are insane.
Not in that situation. I thought about it. Where do these dogs... Because, okay, if you're familiar with Canal Park there in downtown Akron, there are no grassy surfaces or areas anywhere.
Right.
And unless, obviously, the playing surface where all the players are playing baseball. So, begs the question, where are all these dogs going to the bathroom?
That's a really good question.
Like, honestly. Because if you keep your dog there the whole time, and now they had huge, like, kiddie pools all over the place that... Dogs would basically go up and get a drink if they wanted because it's a little warm.
Oh, that's
It was 80 degrees.
But where do they go to the restaurant?
But where do they go?
I don't want to know.
Family bathroom?
No.
Good boy. Good boy. Using the family bathroom.
Because, you know, I don't know. That's weird. That's a good question. I don't know where they go.
Have you ever been there, Canal Park?
A long time ago when it was the Arrows. I haven't been there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Good grief.
I know.
That is, I don't even know when the name change went down, but that seems like it.
It was quite some time ago.
It was a long time ago. Well, listen, you walk out of Canal Park and then, I mean, there's a couple different ways you could go. Normally they have the rest of King James Way blocked off, right? Normally they have it blocked off over by the Barley House and stuff. So we parked up on the hill and I didn't think about it. When we were leaving the game, I was just thinking about parking and getting in the gate. But of course, when we left, pushing this big old double stroller we have, which is like a Sherman tank, pushing it all the way up the hill. And this morning, I was back there on the computer, and I was like, man, why do my forearms?
Oh, my.
And why do my calves hurt so bad? And it dawned on me. I was like, wow, I was pushing that Sherman tank and two chunky... 18-month-old boys right up that hill out
of
Canal
Park. I
think I
know what hill you're talking about.
Yeah, listen. It's no joke. It's the hill that would never end.
If it's the hill that I'm thinking of, so I went to the University of Akron. And
yeah.
I used to park there because I had classes in one of those buildings.
Right.
And
the hill runs down State Street. There's another one that runs down. There's a few.
Are you familiar with the buildings up there? If I were to name it, it's called the Polsky Building.
Okay, yeah.
I used to park there, and I used to get tickets all the time.
Shouldn't do that.
Because
shouldn't do that.
The parking meter never, my classes would always run over. And I remember it was my senior year, I ended up getting a boot on my car.
Ooh.
So I had to call my grandma, because the car was in my grandma's name, and she's like, I already know.
Oh, they already called her and told her.
Yeah. I was like, Grandma, I don't know what to do. And she's like, I already paid it.
I'm already on my way.
They're on their way. I was like, oh my God.
Thanks, Grandma.
I was so embarrassed.
Thanks, Grammy.
But I know what you're talking about. That is a very large hill. And to push up that big double stroller, woo, no thank you.
Don't want to talk about it. But yeah, that's why my forearms are a little
you know,
tender
today.
You need
to work on those.
And of course, leaving the game, my boys got to not only experience the baseball game, but everything else that downtown Akron has to offer when leaving somewhere as the sun is setting, you know, like hobos asking you for money and car alarms going off and, you know, just don't mind that, boys. Look straight ahead. Look straight ahead. No, don't touch him. Don't
touch
reach out.
Him.
Don't reach out your hand.
Oh,
and
goodness
touch
gracious.
That homeless man. Don't you dare.
No.
Hey, I mentioned, obviously vacation in like a month for me, right? Less than that. Like 3 weeks.
What am I going to do for a whole week? Who's filling in for you?
Don't know, and I don't care. But good luck to you all. That's how I feel about it at this point.
If it's Nate, I'll be so happy.
It probably will be Nate Dog.
How fun.
Filling in, and then Shauna will still be in the afternoon.
Woohoo!
So, wow, you're excited for Nate, huh?
Yeah, he plays great music. And he doesn't razz me and tease me all the time.
Like I do that.
Oh, listen, like you said, behind the scenes, it's a whole different ball game.
First of all, listen, I schedule the music, so if Nate plays good music, then who really should be getting the compliment?
I don't know.
Okay.
He plays like 90s.
Once again, I schedule the music.
On Saturdays, too?
I schedule it every day. Friday before I leave, I schedule it throughout the whole weekend. Before I leave every day, I schedule it for the next day.
Okay.
A little insight.
I take it back.
Well, Michelle, you should take it back. Quite offended right now. But no, we actually booked another seat on this airplane.
Why?
Because, listen, there's going to be me, the wife, and grandma, okay?
Oh, your mom or her mom's going?
Rebecca's grandmother, so it's the kid's great-grandma. She's okay. Going. So there's three of us right there. Then you have two kids. That's five people in one row on an airplane.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
So we got an extra seat to sort of help out this whole situation. Now, somebody told me that on a flight, and I don't know if this is true or not, help me out, text, call, whatever. If you are on a flight, are you allowed to have more than two or more than one child in a row? I heard you're not because of the whole air mask. The masks that come down just in the event of an emergency.
I feel like...
Because there's more... the masks or the people outweigh the masks in that certain row. That's just what I was told. I don't know.
Well, you mean if you... So say the row has three seats.
Yes.
And those three individuals, you can only have one child
so
in a row?
Exactly.
What if you have like four kids? That doesn't make any sense.
Then you got to get another row. Get a couple extra seats.
I don't think that's right.
Now, we did it not because of that rule, or I'm using air quotes, rule that we heard. I don't even know if it's rule or not. But basically just for our own sanity and for the kids' sanity, too, to get that extra seat. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's important, I think, to have the extra
Maybe
seat.
Maybe grandma can sit in the other seat, like if it's across the row. Is it? Or no?
I don't really know, to be honest. My wife is booking. She's my travel agent. She's doing all this.
She takes care of you.
She said, babe, can I see your credit card? I say, sure, take it. Yeah, do whatever you want. I'll just be there. I'll be there to carry everything.
Right. So
that's pretty much how it goes. Chadley should know at this point.
Yeah.
If not, he will.
He gets it.
He will soon learn. Hey, this crazy story, you may have seen this out of Steubenville as morning quickies continue. This guy driving along a roadway sees a woman, thinks... she's a nurse, all right, judging by her outfit. So he stops, hey, you need a ride? Yeah, sure, I need a ride. Starts asking questions. Then he realizes, no, it's not a nurse outfit she's wearing. It's a prison inmate outfit. That's what she has on. Then he started to get a little nervous as he thought she was just a normal hitchhiker. No, she's a full-blown prisoner in her jail uniform. Apparently... Now, this guy had to be totally oblivious because the article says she was handcuffed behind her back. How you could not know...
What?
...if you're picking somebody up on the road, if they're handcuffed or not.
Oh, my.
I don't know. Sounds like the beginning of a horror movie or an adult film, depending on what... whatever your preference is. But anyway, this all happened yesterday, like I said, in Steubenville. He stopped to offer a ride, then realized she was an escapee. He asked the woman if there was anyone that he could call. She said, what are you talking about? He then went to the end of the bridge, got out of his car, and called police. And then Steubenville police ended up coming and scooping her back up. Here's what happened. She walked out of a courtroom earlier that morning during a hearing on misdemeanor charges. They're like, hey, where'd she go? Wasn't she right here?
How did they just get away?
It was only a misdemeanor. Now she faces charges of felony escape. Have you ever picked up a hitchhiker?
Oh, absolutely never.
Never?
No way. Have you?
Yeah, I have.
What is wrong with you?
I have picked up hitchhikers before.
No
If
way.
I have seen, I remember an instance I was driving back to Kent, right?
Mm-hmm.
Becca was going to school there. We lived in Kent for a while. And I was driving. I saw somebody's car on the side of the road. Lights were flashing and everything. Then maybe a couple miles later down the road, I saw an individual walking. So I said, 1 + 1 = 2, whatever. I start, you out of gas, blah, blah, blah. You can, you know, draw the conclusions from there. So that was an instance. There was another time. I won't tell you how that ended up at this point. It's a story for another day.
Oh, okay.
Have you ever hitchhiked?
No.
Michelle, you need to live a little.
I think I'm
get
okay.
Out there. Stick your thumb out.
I think I'm quite all right.
Get out there and experience life a little bit.
Oh, I think I'm okay.
Never know where the open road may take you.
Yeah, no.
Or a stranger.
Right. I mean, I've reported on a lot of stories where that situation doesn't always end out well. So I think I'll be all right.
Right. In Cleveland, right?
Right.
Well, down here in the good old heart of Ohio, Tuscarawas County, listen, everybody's down to lend a helping hand.
Yeah. Everyone's always got a motive.
Where would you rather hitchhike, here or if you had to hitch a ride? You'd rather hitch a ride from so many.
I don't know. It depends.
It depends on what?
I don't know. If I was in New Philly, yeah, I'd be okay. There are other parts of the sketch that are a little sketchy to me.
Sketch City.
Yeah.
All right. Well, with that being said, if you ever need a ride, I guess you're on your own. You're walking.
No, I'm calling you or my husband. I'll call my husband first.
Yeah, don't call me.
I'm not calling you.
You know what I'll tell you to do? Stick your thumb out. Hitch that ride, girl.